Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa and James here with you at 8:04 on the clock, and we're joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombe from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about over there?
Doing well here, Paul, and looking forward to a nice weekend. It's looking pretty nice out there for the next couple of days.
Yeah, certainly a nice change from last weekend's weather that settled in here for us. And yeah, it's going to be a warm weekend, and still looking at some rain showers, a few thunderstorms that could pop up here as we get to Sunday night, and then into Monday morning, a few more showers. One more shower activity in a midweek possibility for that, too, as cooling temps come into play. But in the meantime, some sun out there to be enjoyed today. Highs at about 66. South-southwest winds 10 to 15. 39 tonight, and then 73 with more sunshine Saturday. Southeast winds to 10 to 20. Mid-50s Saturday night, lower 70s on Sunday as we stay with a mix of clouds and sun, breezy south winds. Shower storm chances moving in Sunday night, 60 with the gusty south winds into Monday with some shower chances into Monday. Then highs at about 71 still, and then 48 Monday night. More shower chances on Monday night, Tuesday into Wednesday, a few more showers, and then highs still cooling down from mid-50s Tuesday, some low 50s as we get into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the updates, Paul. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Have a good one. Thanks to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Big thank you to them for the updates and fantastic job that they do over there. Melissa, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you, James?
Doing good over here. Just double-checking, because and it's not a bad idea to check on these things, especially this time of year. We're going to actually get into that right now. If you ever feel like you get more sad or anxious when the weather gets cooler and the days get shorter, you are not alone. It's called seasonal affective disorder, and there are four strategies to help cope with it. Melissa, do you know anybody that deals with this?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
I was going to say, I don't think I know... I know more people that deal with this than don't. However, I don't know if even half of them consider it a thing.
Right. I think that people don't realize that that is actually what's happening.
Yeah. And I don't know. You know, maybe this will help people kind of work these things into their routine a little bit more. Like, have a routine. Something as simple as going to bed and waking up at the same time every day can make a big difference in how you feel. And that's not just seasonally. That's all year long.
Yeah, that's year long.
Trust me on this one, people. Trust me. Get some exposure to light every day. Experts recommend at least 30 minutes a day or of natural light outdoors or a medical-grade light device. And it's better to do it earlier in the morning than later in the day.
Nice. I just heard that there are libraries, and I heard this about a library in Ohio, so I don't know about our local ones, but there are some libraries where you can actually check out free of charge a happy lamp, is what they call them, a lamp for seasonal depression.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And again, makes sense, you know. It's smart on their part to be doing that, to have that even. Let's see here. Number three, stick to activities that keep you feeling good, especially exercising regularly, socializing, and eating a well-balanced diet.
And always good things.
And talk to your doctor. If you take all the steps and still don't feel right, don't be afraid to get your doctor involved. They can check to see if all your levels are good and recommend additional resources.
Yeah. If you're low on some kind, you know, like especially vitamin D, obviously, this time of year, and for most adults, especially in our part of the world, are low in vitamin D because we don't have enough exposure throughout the year. So that can definitely be one that affects your mood.
I think of Stephen and Katrina and our friends at Family Natural Foods with that. They brought that to light for me a long time ago. They brought that to light. I need new writers. but I think of that, and I make sure that I take vitamin D, especially starting around this time of year. I want to open it up to the audience, 424-2600. My Midwest people out there, how do you combat this? What do you do? Keep in mind, it's a friendly show. It's a family show. But 424-2600, I mean, we can look at these researches and these studies and look at the data we collect from them, and we can talk to real people. Let's, you know, hear from you guys and hear how you combat this. I know one thing I will say. I feel like we do in the Midwest, and maybe we don't think about this. Maybe it's a subconscious thing, but we make the most of the time. It's below, you know, zero outside. It just snowed the night before or something like that. Well, that's fun time to us. let us at it. You know, I mean, let us have some fun with it. We've found ways to make winter fun. Certainly ice fishing and a lot of the traditional things that are involved with it. But everything from ATVs to, you know, the ice sculpture contest we have here in Rapids, things like that.
To snowshoeing, to cross-country skiing.
Snowshoeing, so much fun.
It's such a good workout.
Yeah, you dress warm and you get a good workout, and you really get to see like especially areas that you've, you know, gone through your whole life, and you get a different look at them.
Because when everything's covered in snow, it looks completely different.
There's something about that too. It's not just the first snowfall, although that one usually gets me. It's that first blanketed snow where everything's covered. And before you have to go out and face it and shovel it or sweep off your car or anything, just love taking a moment
and enjoy how pretty it is.
One thing that has helped me, and I have no idea if this would work for anybody else, but I don't think it's harmful to try it, and certainly doesn't have any side effects. Alcohol. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I love taking my fur brother Sam for a walk, and in the winter he's a little guy, so he can't get around as, you know, throughout some of these heavier snows and everything. So we'll take the path, and a lot of the time where I'll take him on this path, it's so quiet. It's never more quiet than a winter quiet.
Because the snow blankets everything. It kind of muffles it.
Yeah. And that to me is very calming and pleasing, and it makes me enjoy the season, and it makes me feel a little bit better about the weather, better about that, you know, all these things.
Yeah. A similar kind of story for me, it was when I started cross-country skiing, because just getting out and being outside in the winter, doing it more, helped me feel better about it. Like, I wasn't as intimidated by it, I guess, as a way to look at it. And plus, I was, you know, getting more exercise and more fresh air and a little more sunshine. Not that you get vitamin D this time of year, but the light helps.
Yeah. And it's something, again, I think your best combatant to this is being aware of it, being aware of how it affects you, how you feel. Chances are you've experienced more than one winter. You know, when you look at winters past, how were you during them? Were you still so as social as you are in the summer, or at least relatively close to it, or any of these things?
It can definitely be a little more challenging this time of year to be social, because you usually have to be inside, but there are ways.
And another thing that I'm thinking of, just again from people that I know, you know, food. You know, this is a great time to embrace eating and put, you know,
embrace eating.
Yes, and just enjoy your food more, and have make more out of your food. Make, you know, have more of a, hey, you know what, on this day I'm going to have this meal or that kind of thing. You know, treating yourself a little bit more, if you will.
Or inviting, you know, planning get-togethers with friends, dinner parties, or game nights. I mean, that can be a lot of fun.
And that's a good idea. Yeah, I like that. And it gets you out of the house. You know, anything that does that, even if it's just a walk, can be really, you know, beneficial and change your mood quite a bit. You know, you think, well, what's a walk going to do? It's outside, it's cold, all this stuff. It's distracting. There are things, you get outside and you're looking around, you're taking in different things, and before you know it, your mind is not on your troubles or your emotions or these kind of things. The simple distractions can really be beneficial. And look, the majority of us, like, during the pandemic, and especially during the quarantine, the majority of us ran at the very end of Netflix. Like, you know, in Hulu and all these streaming devices. It literally got to the point where I have nothing left. That's all that came up on the screen. I got nothing left for you. They're literally, like, showing you, like, the beginning, like, the first episode of a series they're filming right there and then, just because they got to put something on.
My 9-year-old niece said to me, I've watched everything on Netflix.
Yeah.
that I want to see. She did qualify it.
Oh, at least
that
did.
I want to see.
you know, and then, of course, we've things have been opened up more and everything. So now maybe you can get back to some of those shows or catch up on some things. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good time of year to binge on stuff.
Yeah.
If it's a release, if it gets your mind off of your day to day or your emotions or any of this, that's a positive.
Yes, absolutely. Everything in balance. That helps.
And, you know, we'll keep this conversation going. If anybody won't be taking phone calls after the segment here, but if you want to email me, james@wfhr.com, go ahead with any of your tips and things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do encourage you to, if it is something you've dealt with before in years past, or if it's something you've never dealt with, either way, give yourself grace. You know, certainly reach out to your doctor if you can. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, even going to a place like Family Natural Foods, a health store, and talking with people there about those kind of things, it can be really beneficial. And you deserve it. Everybody deserves to enjoy every season.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially with the holidays and all those other things coming up.
Well, because, you know, that brings on its own amount of stress for right. a lot of us. So combat it now if you can, and just have a conversation with someone.
Yeah, I mean, some of that stuff, if you can knock it out or just tone it down some before the holidays really get into full gear, and you've got mm-hmm. that extra added set of emotions we all do, mm-hmm. then that'd be a really good call on your part, and beneficial for you, and you deserve it.
Yes.
You deserve it.
Everybody deserves to feel good.
Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating. We're going to make some people feel good with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't forget a little bit later, we're also going to have Culver's Star of the Day. We're going to play a famous Halloween-themed TV show. And you call up, you win. You win 2 Concord Mixers, 2 value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All of that coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Happy birthday, baby.
Welcome back, everybody, and it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Let's do some celebrating, Melissa.
All right.
Let's get to it. It's time to do some celebrating and to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And Melissa, I need you to do a little bit of work because we, of course, have not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday to do here.
Ooh, all right.
So let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Let's get me a 1 through 3.
We'll choose 1.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we got that right there. All set. And give me a 1 through 3 again.
3.
Okay. That gives us that qualifier. All right. So we get to go right into the celebrating here. And let's have some fun with this. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Joyce.
Oh, happy birthday, Kelly.
Kelly is the hairstylist who's been doing my hair for about 5 or 6 years. She works over at Fantastic Sam's. Great people over there. All of them amazing at what they do. Kelly is also one of the more funny, creative human beings I've ever met. She's a great mom, great wife, all the above, great friend, and incredibly awesome. Good at what she does. When you meet a good hairstylist, that's your friend for life.
Like you hang on to them.
Yep. Yep, you treat them good. You appreciate
tip them.
Yeah. So much so, it's not even her birthday. I just wanted to make sure. No, I'm kidding. It is actually her birthday.
Nice try. James.
Have a good one, Kel. Enjoy your day. Also, want to wish a very happy birthday to Jim Nguyen.
Ooh, happy birthday, Jim.
Yes, a very popular name here in this city, in this area. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate Jim and all he's done and wish him a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier for today, this Friday, October 21st, celebrating their 55th anniversary,
ooh.
Richard and Caroline Casper.
Ah, Richard and Caroline, happy anniversary.
That sounds really good together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Oh, good for them.
For everybody out there and wanting to know, 55th anniversary is the Emerald anniversary.
Ooh, yeah. I like emeralds.
Yeah, those are cool.
They're so pretty.
Looking at Saturday's birthdays and anniversaries, first up on the list, I want to wish my oldest and greatest friend, Chris Zerflew, a very happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Chris.
Chris is one of the greatest human beings I've met, period. anything I want to talk about, him as a friend, him as a dad, him as a husband, all the above, his work ethic. I got no shots to take at him other than I have more hair. But wishing him a great birthday on Saturday. Enjoy your day, brother. I'll see you and talking to you soon. Mm-hmm. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Tara Johnson. Have a great birthday, Tara.
All right. Happy birthday, Tara.
And our qualifier on Saturday, Linda Lou Miller.
Oh, happy birthday, Linda Lou.
It's another one of those pretty names, isn't it?
It is.
It's a great one. Linda Lou, enjoy your birthday. Hope it's a great one for you.
And congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I have to do a quick audible shout out to my niece, Bella. She turns 12 on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. Happy 12th, Bella. I love that name.
Happy birthday. Yep, Bella Rose.
Almost as much as I love that name that you, Melissa just used a sports term. Melissa just used a sports term, everybody.
What'd I do?
You said,
what'd
I'm going to pull an audible. That's a sports term. That's a sports term. It counts. It counts.
All right, fine.
Yes.
I'll give you that one.
I'm having a bad influence on her. Yes. wishing her
you
a very...
You act like I've never seen sports before in
I know,
my life.
I tease you way too much.
Not really, but it's okay.
Really do wish Bella a happy birthday. Happy 12th. Yes. That's such a fun age, too.
It is.
And on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 20th to Steve and Jennifer Spayeth.
All right. Happy anniversary, Steve and Jennifer.
The 20th is China or Platinum.
Ooh.
Those are for that day.
Hey, Platinum's high right now. I'd go with China, guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a good call. It's a good call. Taking a look at some famous birthdays for today. Doja Cat is 27.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
That sounds like a made-up name.
It kind of does, doesn't it? But I know she's a pop singer and been in the news a bit here and there recently. Living her life, like doing her thing. And a lot of people have been commending her for the way she's been kind of just doing her own thing.
Yeah.
One of the more popular names in country music. Kane Brown is 29.
All right.
He's good. He's a good singer, songwriter. I don't know a ton of his music. What I do know, I enjoy.
Okay.
I really genuinely believe on people's birthdays, it's a good day to kind of like just put aside, you know, any indifferences or anything else that you might have to say about them and just try to focus on the good.
The positives.
Yeah, it's one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's be nice and wish a happy 42nd birthday to Kim Kardashian.
All right.
Happy birthday, Kim. I'm just being nice about this. I will say, whether we like it or not, I don't know many people that started where she did and how she became a public household name and are now a millionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, for whatever it's worth, how she made the money, all these things, all that stuff aside, she didn't do anything illegal and she, you know, didn't hurt anybody necessarily. So, I mean, you got to kind of give credit to that kind of stuff. I don't, but I mean, many people out there do. And
sure.
I'm not going to begrudge them that.
No.
Looking at another. Oh, we got Manfred Mann turning 82 today. Blinded by the Light.
Manfred Mann?
Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Blinded by the Light, Doo Wah Diddy. A lot of kits from those guys. And one of the better band names of all time.
Yes, Manfred Mann.
Manfred Earth Mann's band. Earth Band. Like, that's just a good name for a band.
It just rolls off the
tongue. It really does. That's really good. and one person no longer with us, and boy, one of many of our favorites. Born in this day in 1956, passed away, unfortunately, in 2016, the legend Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she was Princess Leia. Carrie had a number of different memorable roles as well in the Blues Brothers, Dogma. There's a number of different parts. She got typecast quite a bit for Princess Leia. And really wasn't ever able to bounce away from that in her career and struggle with it for a while. And then towards the end of her career, really embraced it again and really appreciated the opportunity and having it and all these things. And then it turns out that they make three more movies and she's going to be a part of them. And so it was really cool how it all kind of worked out. It's unfortunate that she passed at the age that she did, certainly. But we got a lot of Carrie Fisher, all of us got to appreciate while she was with us.
Yeah.
Also, I think a very inspirational story, her story. Just her life in general, put aside acting and all the other things. Just her demeanor and the way she carried herself in life.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a human being.
Yep.
On Saturday, got some other some birthdays we want to just touch on real quick. Bob Odenkirk is 60 on Saturday. He's Saul from Breaking Bad and Better Off Saul. I wrote for SNL for a decade, pretty much. Was Mr. Show and Mr. Show with Bob and Dave. And then David worked with a partner of David Cross for a very long time. Incredibly funny and talented human being. One of my favorites. I love Bob Odenkirk. Jeff Goldblum is 70 on Saturday,
and
this just kind of blows my mind. I mean, it's 70 years old.
I can't believe he's 70.
Dear God, I hope I look half that good at 50, let alone 70.
I love this man.
There's not much not to like about Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
There just isn't. Like, he's one of those ones I would be genuinely hurt if he turns out he's a jerk. You know, like, I would be surprised and like, oh, like that sucks. Yeah. Like, he just seems
not
like what
possible.
It really doesn't.
I fell in love with him in Independence Day. That was it for me. That did it for me.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that. Happy 70th, Mr. Goldblum. Mm-hmm. Happy 84th to one of the greatest character actors of all time, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, I love Christopher Lloyd. Wow, I didn't know they shared a birthday.
That's a pretty cool, like, two people to share a birthday, you know, Goldblum and Lloyd. The definition of an individualistic actor, making a character memorable but not stealing scenes away from your fellow actors, whether it was in Taxi or the Back to the Future movies, the Addams Family.
Those were my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up, my dad was a humongous Taxi fan. So I just like Christopher Lloyd was one of those early people for me that I was like, ooh, this guy's different. I like this guy. And and it just, of course, seeing him as, Doc Brown, of course, in Back to the Future.
Right.
Love him in those.
Of course, he was in Clue.
Yes. A sneaky, underrated role in Clue. And Killigan, the guy who kills Kirk's son in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. but I really think one of his most underrated roles and performances is Uncle Fester in Addams Family.
Yeah.
He's so good at that. There's another one.
Really good.
He's got a small role, but in the Andy Garcia movie, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. And it's a good one. I mean, I think it's worth watching once, twice, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but the performances in it are stellar, and Christopher Lloyd's is one of them.
Well, if you look at the just variety of the work that he did, if you look at his IMDb page, it's just kind of incredible. All of the different kinds of shows that he or movies that he played in.
It's so in depth. He's got such a collective career. When I say character actor, it's what I was talking about at the beginning there. They hire Christopher Lloyd because they know what he is, his ceiling and what he can do. They also know that, okay, he's going to be weird and different and take, you know, and people are going to watch him and see him, but he's not going to take away from other actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a talent. It's a skill that's...
he's so recognizable.
Mm-hmm. Also want to mention for Sunday some birthdays, like Emily Clark is 36, Daenerys in Game of Thrones. Okay. She was Q in Solo, a Star Wars movie, and got a lot of other projects in the works. I think one of the best comedic actors, if not the greatest comedic actor in the game right now, the greatest sarcastic actor in the game, one of my favorites, Ryan Reynolds, is 46 on Sunday. He is Deadpool. He is so many other characters. I'm a humongous fan of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's really good.
Doug Flutie is 60 on Sunday. Classic famous football player.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic is 63 on Sunday.
No way.
Yeah, Weird Al, 63 on Sunday.
He's only 63?
Yeah, that's a little surprising, isn't it? That's kind of cool.
It is.
Happy 63rd to one of the... I mean, think about if Weird Al starts out and he tries to tell the world, this is how I'm going to be famous. And I'm not just going to be famous, I'm world famous. Like, people in third world countries like, know who I am. And I'm going to do it by parroting other songs. Like, no, nobody would ever believe that his story.
And playing the accordion.
Yeah, and by the way, one day, Harry Potter's going to play me in a biopic. Like, nobody saw any of this coming. Like, it's amazing. It's incredible. And it really is. I really genuinely believe, whether you like Weird Al or not, he is a shining example of anything is possible.
Yep.
Like, just an overwhelming example of that. And not many people are enjoying or living life in their 60s the way Weird Al is. Like, he's really, like, he looks good, and he looks like he's really, like, enjoying this time.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam is 66 on Sunday. Great singer, songwriter, very sneaky good actor. Sneaky
really?
Good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, I he is definitely above average. And I say that as somebody who critiques this stuff way too harshly. Yeah, he's good. He's one of those... he's one of the... I'm sorry, Melissa, I didn't mean to cut you
off. I've never seen any movie that he's in, or I didn't recognize him anyway.
I think it might be the latter. He is almost unrecognizable in every role he does, certainly the memorable ones. And that's on purpose. That's him and the director kind of working to do that. He really wanted his acting career to be separate from his music. He didn't want to get a role just because he was Dwight Yoakam. And a lot of that I respect, too, on top of the fact that so many people that are singers can act, and let alone he actually can. He's talented.
Nice.
Ang Lee is 68 on Sunday, and speaking of talented, he's just a good director who's directed, I don't know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Life of Pi, The Hulk, Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, just a couple. Just a couple.
Just a few. You know.
Arguably the greatest soccer player of all time is 82 on Sunday, Pele.
Wow, 82.
There is no way soccer is where it is in the whole world, let alone here in America, without Pele. Period. There's been 1,000 great soccer players over the years and before and after Pele, and there will be. And there's guys who are going to have more goals or are more athletic or faster or whatever. There is nobody that has all those things and the charm of Pele. Think about how big soccer got in this country, and it all starts on his shoulders. And this is at a time when you don't have social media, you don't have 24-hour news cycles, all these things, and where Pele was able to take the sport and build the sport throughout the world. Nobody is ever going to – nobody, of course, has to do that because Pele did it. So nobody's going to be able to do what he did.
Soccer is where it is now. Thanks to Pele.
Chichi Rodriguez, 87 on Sunday, the greatest Puerto Rican golfer of all time, and also just a great golfer in general, a very interesting guy as well.
And he's got the fun name of Chichi.
He has one of the greatest names in sports history, yes. Chichi Rodriguez.
That was the first restaurant I ever went to a date on with my dad when I was like 7.
Really? Interesting.
Chichi's restaurant, yep.
Interesting. And one more to mention, and we'll wrap up the segment. And I know that I ramble about my old boss, Conan O'Brien, being a huge influence on me and all those things and stuff. And I love Conan. I like Jon Stewart. A lot of great interviewers I've watched and dissected their work, especially now that in the last 5-6 years I've been doing Over the Back Fence. Morning Magazine. But it all starts, if there's any compliment you want to give me about interviewing or anything like that, or really anybody that you enjoy their interviewing style, you can thank Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson, born on Sunday in 1925, passed away in 2005. He is the legend of The Tonight Show. People did it before him. People are going to do it after. Nobody did it like Johnny did. Nobody could make a guest feel more comfortable, more relaxed than Johnny Carson, the undisputed king of late night from 1962 to 1992, and arguably still is. I mean, even though he hasn't been on the air in over 3 decades, there's no name that's still bigger with and associated with late night television than Johnny Carson. Not Colbert, not Kimmel, not damn sure not Fallon. None of these guys compare to what Johnny was able to do. The relationships he built over the years, the way that he can make the most nervous. There are so many stories from Bette Midler on down the line of people that they're just frightened. They're basically paralyzed with fear before going out on the Tonight Show. And the moment they get out there with Ed right there to their right and Johnny to their left, calm. And immediately forget about the audience, all these other things, the cameras, and they're just talking to one guy. They're just talking to Johnny. He was the master at that. And his follow-up questions were always so good. Johnny Carson, just criminally underrated. His opening monologues, I got to watch those so much as a kid. I got to stay up late to watch them. And just incredibly, like, some of the more intelligent, funny comedy with also being slapstick and just, fall-down humor.
Bundled it all together better than anyone.
And certainly his writing staff and others deserve credit, but it all starts and ends with the king of late night to this day and probably going forward, Johnny Carson.
Nice.
One more time, we want to wish my good friend Kelly Joyce a happy birthday today, and Jim Nguyen a happy birthday, and a happy anniversary, 55th anniversary to our qualifiers, Richard and Caroline Casper. Happy 55th.
Yes.
On Saturday, we want to wish Chris Zerflew, my oldest and best friend, a happy birthday. Tara Johnson, a happy one. And a happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Linda Lou Miller.
Mm-hmm. And a shout out for my niece, Bella.
Yes. I did remember that, but probably because my youngest daughter's name is Isabel. So that's probably, but I want you to go ahead and get that out there. We wish you a great one, Bella. Have a good one. And on Sunday, happy 20th anniversary to Steve and Jennifer Spath. Happy 20th, you two.
Yes, happy 20th.
Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there. Celebrate and enjoy yourselves. And after you listen to Melissa's news, because you want to make sure to do that, after that, go right ahead and take yourself on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. Enjoy and wish them a happy, great, great weekend from all of us here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous Halloween-themed TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right at 424-2600, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a good morning to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Ready to play, Mel?
Yes, I'm excited.
Let's do it. Get ready to call 424-2600 and tell us what TV theme song this is. One of the quicker ones we've gotten. Let's go ahead and see if we've got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Munsters.
Oh, good try. Good try. Good try. Let's keep going, everybody. Let's see if we get this here. Let's go ahead again. 424-2600. Tell Melissa and I what TV theme song this is from. It didn't even get to the singing part. We got another one. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. What's your answer? All right. Good morning. You're there. Hello?
Yes, the Addams Family?
Yes, yes.
Ooh,
nicely done, the Addams Family. Yes, well done. Congratulations. Knew that one pretty quick, didn't you, sir?
Well, actually, I thought it was the Munsters at first.
Oh, okay. See, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've heard these theme songs, so you kind of get them kind of mixed up, and both shows were so similar. It's understandable. Well, thank you so much. What's your first name?
Bruce.
Bruce? All right. Bruce, what town are you calling us from?
From Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Bruce, thank you so much for listening, playing along. You're our new star of the day. Just do me a favor, hang on the line so I can get some information from you, Bruce, so we can, and I want to be able to get you my agent's information because you are a star now, and we want to treat you properly. Bruce, thank you so much for listening and playing along.
All right, thank you.
All right. We're going to talk to Bruce here, and then we'll come back and have some more fun. Melissa, did you know that one?
I couldn't actually hear it, James.
Oh, I was afraid of that. That's part of the reason I asked. I wasn't sure if you were able to hear these or not.
But
when
as soon as he said it, it was playing in my head, so I would have known it.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. We'll take a bit of a break here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Melissa and James here. Just a couple werewolves of Rapids. Hope you're having a good one. We got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour. Again, a big shout out to Doug there for winning the Culver's. Thanks a lot for listening. Be listening next Friday for another chance to win yourself some free Culver's. And a big good morning to our friends at Culver's. Let's take a look at this one, Melissa. You don't get much me time when you have kids, so you have to make it happen. A poll of 1,000 parents found that most have resorted to hiding out in the bathroom or other things. And over 60% say that they have done this. If sitting on their if sitting in the bathroom counts, then, you know, I mean, hey, rest is rest, right? According to the poll, here are the top 10 things parents consider to be, quote, me time. And this is certainly good an idea to keep in mind as for kids as well as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV, number one.
Yeah.
Reading a book, number two.
That would be mine.
Going for a walk. Sleeping.
Yes. Naps are amazing.
Let's just pause for a second here. Look how desperate it is as a parent. You're just begging for
me time.
Just give me sleep. Sleep is considered me time. Like it's a hobby. Like
exercise is considered me time. Wow.
Just sitting in total silence, like, you know, just that. A relaxing bath. Catching up with friends without your kids around.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising, number 8 on the list. Okay. That was a good one to mention, yeah.
Well, they said walking earlier, so I was just...
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah, but, yeah.
Okay.
Having a stiff drink. I love that they specifically said a stiff drink.
Stiff.
Not, just,
yes.
Just to make sure that you understood the depth of alcohol that is in that drink.
Yep.
And sitting down for a nice meal.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Every one of these I have experienced as a parent, like, you know, the both sides of this, and every one of them are golden, but every one of them are also a pipe dream. Such a pipe dream.
Yeah, the not entering the bathroom ones, even for like the bathroom or the bath, that only happens after the kids reach a certain age, because from, what is it, like 5 and under, no, you don't get any private bathroom time, what I've heard.
There's not a place in the universe that you're going to be, you're going to have any me time when they're 5 and under. There's no place you can hide.
Nope.
You find that the game hide and seek becomes your like brief moment of bliss sometimes.
Yeah, as long as they can count past 10,
mm-hmm.
you got at least 10 seconds.
And I think it goes without saying, but just for the heck of it here, kids are amazing. Kids are wonderful.
Oh, yes.
They're awesome. They're the future. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
We want, more times than not, we want our kids to stay kids as long as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Except
but they're exhausting.
Yes, they are exhausting. They are human petri dishes. They are they are the most relentless thing under the sun. Literally, mm-hmm. Period. Nothing can top a kid's ambition or curiosity.
Energy.
Or energy, yeah, all the above. So these things are good to keep in mind, not just if you are a parent or a parent of young kids, but maybe if you're friends with somebody who is a parent of young kids and being there for them and helping as you can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Try to give them a little bit of a break if you can, because parents need it.
They deserve it. Parents are the hardest workers, under the good parents out there are the hardest workers under the sun. And
yes.
They don't ask, most good parents also don't ask for help, don't ask for a lot. Even when they do, it's very begrudgingly, and they're not making eye contact probably. Make it easier on them. Don't even let them ask. Yeah. Just help. Just do it. Just help.
Pitch in where you can. Takes a village. It really does.
That's how I was going to wrap it up, Mel. Exactly. It takes a village. You're darn right. I wanted to touch on this one, too, because I just thought it would be a bit of a fun conversation. And it's a bit of a That Ain't Right story, if I say. It is a little bit of one. And I don't want to come across ultra-biased here or anything. But a lot of companies have gotten in trouble for claiming their products are made in the USA. This has become a bigger thing, of course, in recent years, and the pandemic really sped this up. People want to buy know where they're buying their products from now.
Mm-hmm.
And when that isn't the real story. But now, Barilla Pasta is in hot water.
Ooh.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Barilla Pasta's in hot water?
For
the opposite reason. There's a class action lawsuit against Barilla because it claims it's Italy's number one brand of pasta, but most of their products here is made in the USA, mostly in Iowa and New York. And it's produced
hilarious.
And it's produced with local wheat.
Oh,
the
snap.
The idea behind the lawsuit is that Barilla leans into the Italian thing so much in their packaging and advertising that people are misled into thinking that they're from Italy. And consumers are choosing Barilla or paying more to get it because they want, quote, authentic pasta from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And Barilla has done nothing to dissuade them, whether it is in their advertising or in, you know, meetings and stuff with these companies.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Nope. Barilla originated as a bread and pasta shop in Italy, but that was 145 years ago. Now it is a literal billion-dollar global company with several headquarters, including one in Illinois. Barilla argues that they have just invoked the company's Italian roots, not misleading buyers. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't see a judge really buying that, but that's not to say that's what their whole case is going to be based on. Mm-hmm. I could make a joke about getting offended about this by being Italian and everything. as an Italian, I learned from a young age, none of these products are Italian. None of them. not a darn one of them. No different than if you want, I'm in Mexico. I want a taco. And then you get, what's this? This isn't a taco. This isn't what I get at Taco John's or Taco Bell. What is this thing? You know, it's a little of that. If you're expecting true authentic stuff, nowadays you can find it. You're going to pay for it, mm-hmm. but you can find it. Otherwise, it is what we did in my family when it came to any of these products. You know, oftentimes my Nana made her own sauce from scratch, or we made our own noodles sometimes.
Right. If you want to grow the wheat yourself and harvest the wheat and, you know, like mill it and make it there in your own kitchen, then it's authentically made, you know, there in your town, in your country. But we have this thing called global trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I there is there's a lot of coming out now, especially in recent weeks, and heck, even behind the scenes here at the station and on the station airwaves. You know, if you're listening to Devil's Advocate Radio and some other things on our station here and under the Civic Media umbrella, the truth in advertising laws. And this is becoming more and more of a thing. It started because of ingredients. It started because there were people saying, this is the number one health food. And you look at the back and it's like sugar, 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 sugar. Yeah, it's it started there. And then certainly with an abundance of American pride and people wanting to buy products made in our country. And there's certainly a lot of other, you know, political things in there and all that stuff. I'm not talking about any of that nauseam. I mean, like, just genuine Americans wanting to support fellow Americans. There's nothing wrong with that. Other countries do that kind of thing. We should, too. It's a balancing act of the export-import game. Mm-hmm. And you know, understanding that, hey, there's certain things that are made in other countries because they're better there. and that's okay. There's things we make better than anybody else. That's the way of the world. That's how we all work together, by working with other countries. If there's anybody that thinks there's any country in the world, I'm talking the smallest to the biggest, that can make it on their own, I got a friend I'd like you to meet called Reality. He's got a lot of things to tell you that you want to sit down for. It doesn't work that way, especially now. If this was ever going to work, it would have happened a long time ago, and it's just not the case. And there is something to be said for the truth in advertising laws. I do think that while it may seem silly and it is kind of funny for us to rip on, you know, this company and their quote unquote Italian roots and all that, it does have a deeper level to it.
Mm-hmm. It does. And it's interesting when we talk about this push to buy things that are made in the USA. I had read an article, and this was a number of years ago now, but it was kind of the rise of this where they were pushing for, you know, just buy in the USA, stuff made in the USA. And it's true that while that is going to put more money into our local economy and right on this level and keep it right here, to be able to do that isn't necessarily feasible on what most of us make for a living. To buy USA-made products are very, very expensive. Like, if we're talking about everything from automobiles to clothing to all of the necessary things to live, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's very similar to the conversation we have about buying local. Sometimes local products are a dollar or two more, or maybe even more than that. And when you can, we encourage you to do that. But we understand, I think, and I'm saying we as the united we, all mm-hmm. of us as citizens here, are understanding that not everybody has that capability that can do that. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for that, because those type of people are still trying. They're still looking to do those things and looking and researching this, where there's a lot of people who just politicize this conversation.
Right.
And it's just kind of sad. I'll tell you this, too. If you don't have the money to spend on you know, good stuff and everything, that's one thing. But if you're going to splurge on something, olive oil, Authentic olive oil from Italy. If you're going to do, you're going to thank me. I promise you're going to enjoy it. It's so much. It's a game changer. It's a game changer. I'm telling you right now. It's different. It's like a store-bought maple syrup and that homegrown maple syrup you can find from people. This is the difference, people. And there's nothing wrong with American olive oils. They're perfectly fine. There's a lot of great ones out there that I use all the time. But I've got a special one that I use from time to time. And yeah, it's different, Melissa. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and if you want to get some really good olive oil that's locally produced, stop down at Family Natural Foods. You can taste it before you buy.
They're opening their doors in literally 30 seconds. You can get on over there and join them here in Rapids. Be sure to join them and follow them on social media as well. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have got some other fun stuff to get into, like the most and least popular fast food chains in every state. got a bunch of entertainment news want to get to. We're going to let you know what's new in theaters, what's new on your small screen, that kind of thing. And plenty more coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.